He climbed atop his desk, lifted the glass, and eased open the shutters. The bracing air rushed upon his face. Percival saw nothing that would have made the sound, only Granny's lane stretching away like her own knobby finger, and the jack-o'-lantern smile of the sun slipping behind the hills. Without warning, something sharp and jellied sunk into the skin of his arm. Percival looked down in horror and tried to jump backward, but he couldn't move. A strong, spindly hand had flashed up from beyond the window and seized him by the wrist. He stifled a yell as he stared at the pale white fingers. He tried to pry them off, his mind scrambling to understand what was happening. And then he heard maniacal giggling. "Gotcha!" A fiery-haired head popped up before him. "For God's sake, Abby!" Percival whispered as he yanked his arm to his chest. "Your hands are bloody freezing." "Woke you up, though, didn't it?" Abigail Sinclair grinned. She had a freckled face and turquoise eyes, like a sun-dotted stream, and was wearing her scarf, jean jacket, and backpack. Adventure clothes. "Come on, the rain's finally stopped. You ready?"
"I might be if you'd just texted me. Why the tapping on my window?"
"I did text you, numpty. Where's your mobile?"
Percival patted his jeans and realized he'd left his phone buried next to Spirits of the Night and Twilight in his backpack.
"Never mind," he said. "Listen, a moment ago, in all that wind, did you hear anything? You know, unusual."
Abby looked at Percival with vacant eyes.
"Like?"
Percival stared back at her. Was he the only one who'd heard that sound?
"Are you coming or not?" Abby asked. "It's just a bit of wind, Perce. I've only got a few hours."
Percival listened for any sign of another terrifying cry, but the air seemed calmer. Abby was right. It was nothing he needed to worry about now, and he was dying to show her his father's book. He flipped off the light and made sure his backpack was secure on his shoulders.
"And was that you I saw leaving the relay today?" Abby whispered. "I got there late with my da. Didn't think you'd be there."
"Nor did I."
Percival mounted the desk, swung his legs out the window, and dropped to the ground beside Abby. She seemed to register that he'd rather not talk about it, and punched his shoulder instead.
"So where are we going this time?"
Percival couldn't help the smile that cracked his face. He'd known Abby since their third year of primary school, and though she had many other friends in town, she was Percival's only friend. She had taken pity on him when he showed up to school in the same clothes for a week straight. When he turned 10, she saved her allowance to buy him his first coat that actually fit him. And once it became clear that Granny would never allow Percival to go to another kid's house, Abby had started visiting him in secret. Percival's expression turned crafty.
"Let's go to the stone."
Before Abby could respond, he launched into a sprint away from the house. Percival beamed as the breeze flung his hair back over his scalp. For a moment, he forgot the dread he'd felt all day, for these had always been his favorite evenings, just after a rainstorm, when the wind was still panting from its effort, as if trying to conjure one more torrent from the clouds. Many times, as a boy, he'd snuck out wearing nothing but his old corduroy trousers and let the lingering rain sting his skin, test him. That was when he'd first believed that this was the air that brought ghosts and whipped up sprites and shrouded wraiths of the night. He thought it was their coy laughter he heard on Granny's wind chimes, that it was their eyes he felt as he crept outside, that secretly they were longing to hurl themselves forth, unmasked from the twilight breeze.